The Traveler's Journal, January 19th, on an island of sugar, tea, and black sand. Mauritius is a tall, peaked volcanic jewel of an island in the middle of the Indian Ocean. It's 1,400 miles south of the equator and the same distance east of Africa. Just 36 miles long by 24 wide, Mauritius is surrounded by the world's largest unbroken coral reef. For over 400 years, the island's fertile soil and ebony forests have attracted colonists from Europe and Asia. The Dutch arrived first and named the island. French, British, African, Indian, and Chinese influences have created a widely diverse population and culture. Though modern Mauritians speak English, most newspapers are printed in French, and the local currency is the Indian rupee. The island's unique flora and fauna are as varied as its people. Once home to the long-extinct dodo bird, most of Mauritius's native forests have long since been replaced by sugar and tea plantations. The island is an eclectic, self-sufficient place, simultaneously modern and traditional. Because of French influences, its capital, Port Louis, resembles New Orleans, but its ornate Hindu temples and Muslim mosques are interspaced with elegant colonial mansions. The island's best beaches line the northern coast, where its most luxurious resorts are located. These days, deep-sea fishing and rare birds are what draws most visitors to Mauritius. Its climate is subtropical, with pleasant, dry winters from July through September and hot, wet summers from November to April. May and October are anyone's guess. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.